I'm going over now to meet a couple of artists from Papunya. That's in the Northern Territory, about 240 kilometres northwest of Alice Springs. Candy Nelson and her son-in-law Elwin Ward, who's an arts worker. Candy's first language is Luritja.
My name is Candy Nelson Nakamara. I'm from Papunya. I paint water dreaming. Kali Bimba. I pass to background. Put that paint mixing up three colors and put another color on top. Dot. That's some raindrops. And on the bottom, top, I paint another drawing top. That's some bush dagger. And water, and water spreading out, and there's two men dreaming with that water, and there's a woman making food, grinding seeds, make damper.
Candy, this is the most amazing canvas. It's so incredibly complex with so many layers, different layers and places where the eye is drawn. When did you start painting? How old were you when you started?
90s or 80s, used to watch my father painting. Long time, but I didn't paint. I used to look after kids, but my kids grown up, I started to paint. I used to look, a long time I used to watch my father painting. And I paint my way.
Elwin, do you help look after the other artists as well at Papunya?
Yeah, since I worked there in Papunya, I've seen a lot in art center. I learned more. I used to like help old people to make canvas. And also used to like look after all the old ladies, do a little work around the in art center in Papunya. Yeah, making sure everybody's safe and good.
Elwin, what do you learn from the old ladies, especially?
Your stories from them up and like what they're doing the canvas. They're following their father's, grandma's stories, you know? Yeah. Because that's what they telling me, the canvas, how they're doing it, and I'll be like translating because I'm working at the art center, so probably try and look after them of what they're doing at the art center.
Candy Nelson and Elwin Ward. Candy's father, Johnny Warankula Jupurula, was one of the key figures of the Papunya painting movement back in the 1970s. That's when Jeffrey Barden was posted there as a school teacher, and he first encouraged painting and painting on canvas. And here's Emma, the manager of the community's Papunya Jupi Art Centre.
I'm from Melbourne and moved to Papunya just 2 years ago. Moved for the job because it is a great art centre and I'm super lucky to work there. Yeah.
So I've just spoken with Elwin and Candy, and looking at Candy's artwork, which has very, very clear lines, and now looking at the same story but painted in a very, very different way, clearly by a different artist. Can you talk about the water dreaming?
Yeah, for sure. So lots of artists from Papunya Jupi paint Kalipimpa, the sacred water dreaming site northeast of Kintore. And what's super interesting about the artists in Papunya is how differently they interpret that story and really go for it in their own style. So in front of us, we've got the loose, crazy lines of Watson Corby. He's really focusing on the lightning element in the water dreaming story. As best as I know, the men hold that sort of lightning part of the story, and the women focus on what happens after the ceremony, so the land rejuvenating, etc. So then when you see Candy's, it's got all of that flora coming up. But then right here, this beautiful green one, is Nali Nelson's, who's actually Candy's eldest sister. And she paints Kalipimpa as well because they have the same father. Yeah, you can just tell looking at it, it's completely different. Like, all three of these works are so different. It really is a credit to the artists in Papunya for just really, you know, holding their own practice and going for it, them just going for it and exploring their own thing.
Emma Collard from Papunya Jupi.